pranam and a big hearty Om Namah Shivaya. Continuing with our seeking for knowledge on this Mahashivratri night, we are blessed to have Vivekji with us for an interaction session on various sides of Mahashivratri night, the concept of Shiva, and of course the venue, Krantipeet, that we are here right now. Pranam, Om Namah Shivaya again to you. Vivekji, tell us, as we discuss Shiva and the concept or the perception of being Shiva, as you just said that Shiva is about being self, realizing self. And you were also talking about one's progression from being oneself to divinity. Let me ask this, let me put it this way. Rigveda, the first book that this world witnessed, mentions about so many Rudras. So are they just one entity, or there are several people who ultimately came to be associated with one character or one perceived personality? There are so many Rudras. Then there is entirely Shiva Sampradaya, or as they call it. What is this? Some associated with Shiv Shakti cult, or there are so many concepts. Please guide us.
Few things for the English speakers. You know, when we become aware of self, we are divine. There is no seeking. Seeking is till the time we are not aware about self. Seeker is who is still asleep, who has no belonging to self. Once you start becoming or belonging to self, you are divine. This country has always said, when once Pingla, the Rishi Pingla, from where there are many, many, many verses, thousands of couplets of Pingla and Pingladis, Pingla's Shishyas, Pingla's sons. He was asked that, tell me how to become divine. And he said, mere knowing yourself, you become divine. So once we realize the self, we become divine. There's no path, there's nothing. The path is, the seeking is, until we have not found the self. Coming back to the question of Rudras, which is a deep philosophical question, at the same time it touches to our linguistic history, the Sanskrit Bhasha, the language. At the same time, the time of Vedas, the Rishis of Vedas, and how we saw the world around us. There are very many forms of Rudras. Very many forms of Rudras. Some are exceptionally fearful. Some are very quiet. In Rig Veda, there are three special verses where we talk about Rudras. Some are fearsome. They make you go. You will not have any breath in you. It is how it is. What happened, Sanjayji, that when Rishis started to realize, because Vedas were told, or Vedas got their expression to those Rishis, when they merged themselves with certain sort of divine form. In divinity, when you are trying to get to yourself, you will see very many forms of your own being. There will be forms which are exceptionally hateful. There are forms which have acute anger. There is a fearsome anger. There is affection, love. There are thousands of things that happens in our own being. When those Rishis were merging themselves with the consciousness of Shiva, they realize the form of themselves. But while realizing their own form, they saw the forms of Shiva, and that's when they wrote the offering of those Rudras. And this is so interesting. This country has missed this part. I always say, and as we were speaking the other day, I said this country hasn't got, and we are the least spiritual country of this whole world. I find many more spiritual seekers elsewhere than in this country. Because we have not learned Vedas. We have not understood the forms of Vedas. We have no idea what the hell Vedas are speaking about. And even though you go on the Twitter and any ABCDZ is speaking about Veda, any idiotic things. Since we have not learnt about Vedas, we have not learnt our own being. And this is why somebody is selling you khajur, somebody is selling you babhut, somebody is selling you mala, somebody is selling you hathi, somebody is selling you ghoda. This country's deep spiritual meaning and the beginning has become a superstore. Some buy salt. People are just buying. We have become sellers. I mean, people like me wearing these clothes, they have become just a marketing manager. Because we have not learnt and we have not experienced the following of Vedas. Now coming back to the next thing. Shiva Sampradaya. Please do not call them cults. And that's why I have a huge always uproar about when people, no, people, if they do not translate the same word in English. Cult is something where you refuse to act and accept anything that is coming apart from your circle. Sampradaya. Equal sharing. That's what Sampradaya means in English. Equal sharing. When followers of these great rishis, these maharshis, Sri Aurobindo had called them the seekers of uniformity, when they came, they said, oh, few of us have to get together. Because we are all seeking the form and the experience of Lord Shiva. So the hell what we have to do? We all have to come together and become a group. So we can start sharing our equality, our experiences, our path. Shiva Sampradaya or any Sampradaya of this country, any Sampradaya of this country took the form only because people were there who wanted to become part of a certain group, certain stages. Just take an example. And a few of the people have come and sat with me and had an interaction with me. Some may have only interaction, some may have some kind of other interactions. If hundreds of them come together, they have a certain meaning of me. And when they have a certain meaning of me, they become part of that equal sharing group. And that's what happened with the Shiva's group. In this country, before the arrival of Lord Buddha and his philosophy, there were Shiva Sampradayas who were the one going all around the villages and the cities of that time and trying to share the path of divine unfolding. That's when Shiva Sutra has traveled from that bank of South Kaveri to Kashmir and up further. From we have temples of Shaktis in Uzbekistan, because these travelers were going all around and sharing the meditative techniques. After arrival of Buddha, something changed, something else happened. Let's not go back there. But these Sampradayas were the one who took hold of that experience that we call the experience of liberation, the mukti. So let us not call them cults. Let us call it the group of equal sharings.